With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. 10% of Montana high school students say they've attempted suicide in the past year. That's according to a statewide survey that was released last month. Yellowstone Public Radio's Kay Erickson and Montana Public Radio's Corin Cates Carney have this joint report about students vulnerable to depression and a game that school officials say may help.
The percentage of Montana high schoolers who report being depressed is at a 20-year high. That's according to the 2019 Youth Risk Behavior Survey of state high school students. The survey of students is done across the country and was first used in Montana to track student health and behavior in the early 1990s. It's given every other year to high school students and asks questions about their physical activity, how safe they feel in school, if they use drugs, have sex, eat vegetables, and other topics. For decades, Montana officials have collected data showing suicide rates here are higher than the national average. But only recently did the survey start showing how suicide is impacting homeless students.
The risks for homeless students compared to other students are significantly higher.
Heather Denny is the Montana State Coordinator for Homeless Education. In 2017, Denny says Montana started asking more specific questions about homelessness, and the results were discouraging.
So in the 2017 survey, it's about 25% of homeless students attempted suicide, and in the 2019 survey, 35% of homeless students are saying that they have attempted suicide.
Denny says she doesn't know why there was growth in reported homeless student suicide over the last 2 years, if it was a temporary spike or a trend.
I couldn't tell you that. I mean, I wish I could, because then I could figure out how to address it.
The number of reported homeless students in all Montana public schools has increased each of the last 3 years. There are more than 4,000 reported homeless students across the state. More than 500 of those students are in the Missoula County School District. Colin McGuire works with homeless students and families in the district. She says there's a game that more teachers are starting to use in classrooms that tries to improve student mental health. While it's designed for all students, she says the PACS Good Behavior game could also provide an important, predictable rhythm for homeless students in the classroom.
And that's one of the things that happens when children go homeless, is that their predictable lifestyle has changed. You know, they've gotten used to being able to go home to a parent or a significant other, a caregiver, and when they go homeless, that is lost. So the predictability of their lives kind of gets shattered. It's pretty terrifying in not knowing, particularly for a younger child, not knowing where they're going and where, what home is going to be like when they get there.
YPR News' Kay Erickson recently saw PACS in action in Billings.
The developers of the PACS Good Behavior game say it's designed to help teachers make the classroom a place that can encourage good mental health. The state announced earlier this month funding to expand the PACS game to more schools across the state. One school district seeing positive results is Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you 10 seconds.
I got it.
Find that page, please, and then I'm going to ask for PACS.
I did it.
10.
I did it.
9.
Very last page.
8.
That's Carissa Gordon, leading her second graders at Billings Ponderosa School in a reading lesson utilizing the PACS Good Behavior game. It's not a subject, but a program that uses research-based strategies focused on creating a classroom climate that facilitates peacefulness, productivity, teamwork, and encourages resiliency that will continue over a lifetime. The task is to reduce mental illness, substance abuse, and suicide in Montana's youth. Gordon and her second grade students hashed out the specifics of the PACS learning environment at the beginning of the year. Together, they decided the rules for a peaceful, productive classroom, looking at what is good behavior and bad.
And from there, it empowered them to be accountable for their own actions. It's not me putting something on them, it's us working collaboratively as a team to achieve this peaceful, productive, positive, healthy environment so that they can truly thrive.
Two of her students, Felicia and Elijah, give examples of disruptive or bad behavior.
When you get a paper from a teacher and then you just grab it out of their hands and then you just started ripping it from her hands.
If you walk up to a friend and you just punch them in the face or something.
In Pax vernacular, those are called spleems. It's a made-up word, but it draws a kid's attention in a non-disruptive way. And Gordon challenges anyone to say spleem and not smile. That's important since kids take cues visually.
When I am trying to redirect a child, to have a smile on my face goes a long ways in actually keeping that relationship intact, but still addressing the behavior at hand as, hey, we need to try this again because this is not keeping PACS in our classroom.
When the students keep the spleems to a minimum during a lesson, there are rewards, like having the opportunity to giggle or laugh out loud for 10 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh, those are good voice clears. As much as you can. Giggle, laugh, snort, here we go. Ready, go.
There are other rewards that are favorites with Elijah and Felicia.
This prize where we get take turns dancing if someone chooses you.
Walking backwards in the hallway.
This is Gordon's second year using PAC's good behavior game in her classroom, and she's a strong advocate. She says she's installing those values in herself, as she does in her students.
This is something that personally I've seen have great results in my classroom for very limited extra time and effort. It's really just that authentic desire to show kids that they are worthy of time, they are worthy of people giving them respect, which can only translate into a better future and a ripple effect in our communities.
All 22 elementary schools in Billings have PACS-trained teachers. 85% of Carissa Gordon's fellow teachers at Ponderosa School have been trained in PACS.
The PACS Good Behavior Game started last school year as a pilot project in about 20 schools in Montana. It was funded through state legislation calling on Montana health officials to create a program addressing the high rate of suicide among kids in the state. Earlier this month, after reviewing the outcomes of the pilot, the University of Montana Center for Children, Families, and Workforce Development called PAC's Good Behavior Game a success. Citing the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the UM report said, quote, PAX is one of the few universal prevention programs to have proven positive impact on children's mental health, unquote. In the study of Montana classrooms using the game, one of the largest changes seen was the number of students who tease their classmates. The UM report says through the pilot program, that number decreased by 8%. The governor's office says the federal grant received by the state will allow 1,000 teachers in around 30 towns to receive training in PAC's Good Behavior Game this fall. Carl Rosten, Montana's suicide prevention coordinator, says the PAC's game can help all students in Montana with behavioral health issues. He also says the higher suicide rate among homeless students compared to non-homeless students mentioned earlier is expected, given those kids often lack access to family support and health care. While new data show just how much homeless students are at risk for depression and suicide, Rosten says the problem is growing among kids statewide.
We are seeing a trend up.
Rosten says he'd like to see depression assessments in schools across Montana.
You know, the average age of onset for depression is around 15. For anxiety, it's age 11. Yet, only about 10% of the population nationally who meet the criteria for clinical depression ever get treatment. And if they do get treatment, it's usually not till their early 30s.
School districts are independent, and even if the state develops tools targeting suicide prevention, Rosten says it's up to individual districts whether to use them. A bill in the 2019 legislative session creating a pilot program for an optional screening in public schools failed to pass. Some argued it was government overreach, and the policy was not detailed enough. If you or someone you know is in crisis, the Montana Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255, or can be reached by texting MT to 741-741. I'm Corin Cates Carney with Montana Public Radio.
And for Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Kay Erickson.